chatting to John from Upbeat Beatles, who are going to be performing at Alexander's Live in Chester on the 28th of October. John, how are you, sir? You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks, yeah.
So I'm guessing by the title of the band, Upbeat Beatles, you are a Beatles tribute. Am I right or am I wrong on that?
They are, yeah. I manage them.
Oh, you manage them?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So tell us a little bit about why the name Upbeat Beatles.
Well, it was just when they first started. I mean, subject to numerous changes over the years. They've been going over 20 years, you know. I was in them about 10 years ago, so that's why I know all about them. It was originally, the name came because they were doing loads and loads of live, obviously live gigs, but in clubs and stuff like that. So they wanted to make sure that people knew that they're about to dance, you know. So they were doing all the upbeat stuff, every single, you know, I Feel Fine, Twist and Shout, Can't Buy Me Love, One Old Jan, everything like that, you know.
So all the
all the dancey ones.
Yeah.
But now, of course, it's a mixture of everything because people... I mean, it's weird. The Beatles seem to get bigger every year. You know, they seem to get more popular year in, year out. You know,
because now apparently it's cool to like the Beatles, isn't it? You know, it's very trendy.
Yeah, there was a period when I was younger where it wasn't very cool to like the Beatles. It was a bit sort of, but you know, it's just. I mean, I've never seen a bad picture of the Beatles. I've never seen... You know, you look at old pictures of bands, you think, jeez, they look terrible. Look at the state of those, you know. And you look back and laugh. Even pictures of yourself, it's like looking at your dad, your mum and dad's wedding photo or something, you know. You think, oh, look at those. But the Beatles always looked cool, you know.
With the Beatles, though, going back to back in the 1960s, they kind of... They put England and Britain and the Northwest and Liverpool on the map, didn't they? You know,
yeah.
I don't think anybody in the States would have known about Liverpool if it wasn't for the Fab Four, you know?
That's right, yeah. I mean, no one had ever hit in America. Actually, there was one, we'd had one hit, a band called the Tornadoes, who used to back Billy Fury. Who also was from Liverpool, and the Beatles lost, you know, were turned down as a chance to be his backing group. They weren't good enough. But yeah, he was from Liverpool, but they backed him, the Tornadoes, and they had a hit with a song called Telstar, an instrumental. And that's the only hit we ever had. Cliff never made it in America, you know.
Yeah.
No one did. And the Beatles said they would never go to America unless they had a number one. They got their number one and off they went, you know. Their stuff is sort of... I know it's a hackneyed thing to say, oh, the music's timeless and they've been... But it is pretty timeless.
Yeah.
It is pretty timeless because when you play it... When, you know, I played McCartney in the band, you know, because I played bass and sing and all that, you know. It's a talk like this, you know, how you doing? Okay, everybody. and when you do their stuff, you can't change it. You can't change the bass parts. You can't. It doesn't work. It only works the way they do it. And the way they do it was so right because they'd done like 10,000 million gigs. They'd been gigging since they were like 15 or 16. Okay. So they'd done so many gigs. They knew exactly what they were doing. Every time they wrote a song, they played so many different styles of music. They played dance music, old-fashioned, really old-fashioned dance music, like Red Sails and the Sunset and all those things that McCartney was influenced by through his father, you know, really old English standard musical things. And then played rock and roll. They played country. Yeah. You know, they played every form of music. So they were... You know, there was nothing that they couldn't tackle. You know, if you said, do a waltz, they'd be able to do a waltz, you know. If you said, do a swing number, they'd do a swing number. They do a reggae number, do a dance number, do a backbeat type number. And everything they did it, because they'd had the experience of playing the stuff live, you know.
Have you played Alexander's Live before in Chester?
The Upbeat Beatles have, yeah, last year. I think 2 years ago, before the pandemic.
So you know they're in for a fantastic reception there anyway.
Yeah, they go down well though. I think the crowd really, you know, really like them. You know, I mean they are really good. I mean everyone's going to say, oh, yeah, well ours is the best Beatles band, but I think ours is by far the best because apart from being really really good, they're also like entertainers. You know, they like They don't just go, well, there's another one we did in 1964. It's called Hard Day's Night, 1, 2, 3, 4. They don't do that. Yeah. They talk to the audience and mess around, which is, there's a great quote. You know, the Beatles were so non-anorak about anything. You know, the Beatles would never have been in a tribute band, you know, because they weren't into all that stuff. And there's a great quote from McCartney in 64 in one of the instrumental magazines. They said to him, what bass guitar strings do you use? And he said, I don't know, long, shiny ones. That's brilliant. How much they weren't into it. They just wanted to go and sing and play and have a laugh, you know.
Oh, fantastic. So, I need to tell you my favourite Beatles number, and I'm going to ask you, are they going to do this particular song? My favourite Beatles track of all time is actually Ballad of John and Yoko. Oh, no!
They could do it, but do you want them to do it? Are you going to the gig?
I am going to see if my wife will let me out for the night, yes, because I do like the Beatles.
Yeah. So if someone knocked on your front door and they said, who wears the trousers in this relationship? You lift up your apron and show them.
Yes. Yes, my wife is the boss. Listen, my wife is a head teacher at a primary school, so she is definitely the boss.
Okay. But look, well, if you go, out of this video, if you go, you've got my phone number, text me if you're going and I'll get them to do it.
Oh, that's a deal. I can't miss that on a deal. Oh, brilliant. Okay. That's fair. So they do it, but they don't do it normally. Is that because that was...
Well, they do, but, I mean, they don't... I mean, there's so many, they can't do every single Beatles song, you know.
No.
So we often, people get in touch through Facebook and say, could you do such and such a number? And they go, yeah, OK. And they'll do it, you know.
Oh, right. Was that track a big hit or not? I mean, whenever you see, like, yeah, a best of the Beatles, it's always, like, way down on the track listing, like near the end.
Yeah, well, it was only John and Paul on that track, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, John wrote it, and then he called Paul up. Paul played drums and bass, and John played the guitars.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was like the Beatles, the crew.
No, it was just John and Paul.
Oh.
Which apparently was the case on a couple of their records. It was only John and Paul.
Oh, wow.
Whether or not that's true, I don't know. you know, but that allegedly, you know. But, they... I don't know, that was... what was the B-side of that?
I don't know now.
Old Mate. Brown Shoe, I think.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know.
It was a George Harrison track. I still think it got to number one, didn't it?
I don't know it that well, so I don't know where it got to in the charts, but I just remember hearing that, and it's really bassy, and the drums are in it are quite loud, and it gallops along a bit, so I quite like it.
Yeah, it is a good track, yeah.
Yeah.
They do it, you know, on a lot of the shows, and whether or not they're doing it on this one, but, well, if you're going along, they'll have to do it, won't they?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Right, John, from Upbeat Beatles, thank you very much for your time. This is now where you get to play DJ. Obviously, we're going to play a Beatles song, but I'm going to let you choose your favourite Beatles number, and then we'll play it.
Well, my favourite is not a Beatles song. It was the Isley Brothers, but my favourite is Twist and Shout. Because it was them at their, like, when they were really raw, you know.
Fantastic. John,
and they will be doing that one, I promise you.
It's a great cover version, that, and it's one of my favourites, again, of the Fab
Four. Listen to Lennon's voice. You know, that was him. He was finished on that track. That was the last track they recorded. And they did the whole album in a day, and that was the last track they recorded. And his voice had nearly gone.
John from Upbeat Beatles, thank you very much for your time.